All right, good morning, everybody. Well, this is the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad within it. Let us bless his holy and righteous name. For the Lord is good, and his mercies endure forever. Grateful as well as thankful. Today is a day that you can give thanks, give honor, give praise to God. Amen. For all that he's done and all that he's going to do. God is a good God. He's so faithful concerning all of his promises, and all of the promises of God are yea and amen. If any man lack of wisdom, let him ask of God. If any man lack of wisdom, let him ask of God. If any man lack of wisdom, let him ask of God. If any man lack of wisdom, let him ask of God. What are you saying? We got to ask God to help us. We got to be open to be helped. We got to be able to ask him to help us. We got to be able to ask him to give us the right path. We got to be able to ask God to give us the right environment. We got to. My brothers, my sisters, if you're going to change in your life, you got to change what you do. One more time. If you're going to change in your life, you got to change what you do. If you're going to change in your life, you got to change what you do. If you're going to change in your life, you got to change what you do. You got to change the way you look at things. You got to change. If you're going to change, you got to change in how you see things, how you approach things, how you address things, how you see things. If you don't change the way you see things, you'll never change how you fit into things. Let's talk and let's be realistic for a few minutes. One of the things I want you to be able to see is that you got to see life from a different way. So you got to get to a place where you believe in God to be able to do some incredible things in your life. So what is going to take place? Well, the thinking got to change. Thinking. I start pondering and I start thinking. I can think my way out of where I am. Why? Well, the Bible said, if I meditate on his word day and night, I shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and whatsoever I do shall prosper. Well, I can't prosper if I can't think right. So if I think, okay, I work and I'm going to spend all of my savings, all of my money, because I got to get a new outfit, I got to go get a new hairdo, I got to go get stuff, that's not going to bring me no return. That's not going to bring me no cash flow. That's not going to give me no residual income. And I keep spending my money on stuff that dies when I buy. Ooh, that's good right there. If I keep spending all of my money on stuff that dies when I buy, then I find myself at a place that I'm struggling, straining, and can't get ahead. Now, I want us to catch this because the Bible says, my people perish, why? For the lack of knowledge. Well, the lack of knowledge of what? Is it just biblical? It's the lack of knowledge of the ways of this world, the ways of this country, the ways of this system that we're in. We got to understand that if you are not knowledgeable when it comes to the American way, then you're going to keep paying a healthy price. So what do I do to change my mindset? You got to educate yourself. You got to believe that God is going to educate you so that you can be able to change your trajectory. You can change your life. You can change how you live. You can change where you live. The scripture said in Deuteronomy, he said, it is God that gives us power to get wealth. It is God that gives us power to get wealth. Well, the ability to be able to make something grow beyond its natural abilities. Oh, that's good right there. When Jacob was with Laban, Laban knew that it was Jacob that caused him to be able to grow wealthy. It was Jacob. When Jacob got there, things changed because of his knowledge and his perception of trusting God to be able to do exceedingly abundantly more than you can ask or think. So here Moses get there to Jethro, and when he get there, he calls things to become quicker. Things happen faster when Moses got there. What happened? His daughter was going to get some water. They saw Moses. Moses helped them get water. He got back. He said, how did y'all get back so fast? Well, it was Moses. Moses was able to come with an anointed of understanding and knowledge to be able to make things happen quicker, faster than it normally took place. What happened with Abram? When Abram went through Egyptian, God got in the minds of Pharaoh that he gave Moses cattle and sheep more than he had before he went in Egypt. When he came out of Egypt, he had more than he ever had in his life. What took place? The anointing got upon it supernaturally, caused supernatural growth. He got attached. He got put in the right place. He was in the right position to be able to get bigger, more, bigger, better than he had. So what am I saying today? Well, if you want to become financial established, you got to see where to put your money. You got to know where to plant the seeds. You got to know where to get a harvest at. You got to know how to make some investment moves that's going to change your life. My brothers and sisters, we got to get to a place to understand that if we're going to be able to live, especially we that are in our 40s and 50s now, you got to look and see what kind of cash flow you're flowing in. You got to look and see what kind of money you got coming. That if something happened to your job, what you're going to look like living. And you got to really be really looking at this, because I'm praying for your future. Your future got to look better than your now. But if you're not going to do anything different than what you're doing, then you're going to have a very disappointing future. Your future is based upon your ability to be able to make something grow from the perspective that what I got now, what it going to look like 2 years from now, what it's going to look like 5 years from now. We can't depend on Social Security. I know you've been putting in, but let me tell you, ask the people who's older now, who's living on Social Security, how that life is panning out. Listen, folks are hardly making it. They are trying. Inflation has shot up these last 4 or 5 years so freaking high that people who making Social Security right now, they suffering because they just got enough or not enough. They got to decide, do I pay this or do I pay this? Do I eat? Do I buy my meds? It's the thing that we got to get, that I want us to see that God is opening our eyes, because he don't want us blind. He don't want us in the same position as others. He's trying to get us into a place of wealth and prosperity. But that takes place when you and I are more knowledgeable, we're educated, and we're not just quoting scriptures, we're doing scripture. We know how to reap. We know how to sow. We know the principal laws of life, that if you sow a seed, you'll reap a tree. A tree is bountiful with fruit. But the enemy's job is he want to keep us poor. He want to keep us broke. He want to keep us struggling. He wants to keep us in lack. Because anytime you're in lack, you have to trust another man's system, another man's resources. So what are we going to do? Well, I want us to be able to say, God, if you teach me, I'll abide by the principles. I would do it. How did Jacob become so wealthy? Because God gave him a system. He heard God, he did what God said, and he executed it. what's the difference between then and now? Because now we're afraid to try God. God is a God of increase. He multiplies. He causes great things. What happened with Peter when Jesus met him? Peter was a businessman. He was a man of business. He trusts God. God got into his business, caused his business. He was a business owner. Look at all the men that Jesus picked. They was business owners. They was men that had some type of business. My sisters and brothers, you got to get a business mind. You got to get to a mind, I'm not going in business just because I can be off work all day, and I'm not willing to put in the hours. I'm not willing to learn the trade. I'm not willing to learn the trade. You got to get to a place, I got to learn everything I need to learn so I can become different from the others. I can't become different if I'm doing the same thing that everybody else is doing. My sisters and brothers, you got to become more aware of life. Why are you saying this today? Because we come into the end of the year, people are retiring, people are changing profession. You got to change mindset. To get an expensive car today that costs $65,000, and 3 years from there, it's going to be $35,000. You lost $30,000, no more income, no more increase, and the value of the vehicle began to drop. I know, I bought a $50,000 truck, and 2.5 years, it dropped to $31,000. Look at the decrease. Look at the decrease in the investment. Was it wise? Not really. It was a very kind of bad decision, because it's not going to bring me an increase, as with real estate, as in buying some type of investment that can bring a cash flow and a cash return. I know we need a vehicle, but do we need the high end? Do we need the more expensive one? Do we want to be seen with the flash but not the cash? You got to ask yourself, where am I? Where am I right now? Let's do some evaluation, especially you that are young, 30s, 40s. I mean, you that are in at this point in your life, you got to get educated with financial literacy. You got to get some stuff down, because the sad playbook is that you got flash but no cash. You got clothes, you got jewelry, you got stuff, but you ain't got no cash flow. You ain't got no residual income. You ain't got nothing that's going to keep you going for the rest of your life. It's hardening me. It's saddening me. I got to do better. And I want, as a leader, to help you do better. I know some of you might not want to hear this. You woke up this morning and you had other stuff. I need to hear God. This is God. Because what you're praying for is what you're getting to get you ready for the next level of your life, the next chapter of your life, the next dimension of your life. Change what you're doing, and you'll change where you're going. Change what you're doing, and you'll change where you're going. Change what you're doing, and you'll change where you're going. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these things be added to you. It's sad. Father, thank you today for the understanding and the wisdom. Thank you for the insight, the input. Thank you for the mindset. Thank you, God, for the heart. We pray this morning, God, as you forgive us for our careless ways and our foolish ways and our unselfish ways when it comes to our future based upon our current, our present. Father, I pray today for those, Lord God, we hear, to have an ear to hear, that they will hear what life is doing, hear what life is releasing. I pray today, God, that you will touch each and every person today. Help us to be able, Lord God, to transform our lives. I thank you, Lord God. Your word said in 3 John, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Father, I thank you that our prosperity is based upon our wisdom and our knowledge And our health is going to be a lot to do with how we be able to live. Father, I thank you today, Lord God, that we don't want to get old and sick and become unaffected in the earth. But God, give us the wisdom to be able, Lord God, to have prosperous life as well as a healthy life, that we're not sick with diseases and sick with different types of ailments. Teach us how to be aware of our current state of life, our current state of living. Father, I pray today that you would just help us, God, to come out of the place of darkness into this marvelous light. Enlighten us. Shed a light upon our dark situation, Lord God, so that we don't become to a place, Lord God, that we are not preparing for our future. Father, I thank you today, Lord God. I give you praise. I give you honor. And I give you glory. God, I pray that you will help each and every one of us, God. Help, Lord God, to become better financially sound, better financially wealthy. God, I pray today, Lord God, that our portfolio and our assets are greater than our liabilities. Father, I thank you today that you give us the wisdom how to be able to navigate in this world, how to be able to navigate within this life, how to be able to navigate, God, in doing the things in which we are affordable to do. God, today I pray for each and every person today that their eyes will come open, that their ears can hear, and they can have sight to see. Father, I pray for your people today to come out of the bondage of darkness, God, that the enemy will no longer control us. Circumstances and situations will no longer deter us, but we will be the head. We will learn how to navigate through system, navigate through this world, knowing, God, that we can have exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think according to the powers that works within us. God, change our environment. Put us in the right places around the right people that have the information, that have the knowledge, and that has the path, the plan to be able, Lord God, to take us into a place that we can see and to do. I thank you. God, if it's like Joseph was around people that taught him how to be and how to talk, how to live kingdom life, how to be able to do the things in which can make him a productive person, to be able to transform, to advise, to counsel, and to be able, Lord God, to help others. Father, I thank you today, Lord God, for the Spirit, Lord God, that can be able to teach us that what we teach, we can reach. What we preach, we can reach. Help us, God, today, God, to be a reacher, that we can reach goals, destinies, dreams, and vision in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, I bless you. I give you praise. I give you honor. I give you glory. In thy son Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Well, I appreciate you folks. Call back at 12. And we are grateful for the goodness of the Lord, for all that God is going to do. What he's going to do is going to be supernatural. And I believe that God is able to do it exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. So have a great day today. We appreciate you. Continue to stay in faith and be very acceptable. What God teach, we can reach and believe that we can be able to walk in greater and bigger in Jesus' name. Have a great day, everybody.